The Reluctant Traveler, recorded by Samuel J. Kaiser. A Catholic Marriage. What will save New Zealand from the kind of racial strife we have seen in the United States and elsewhere is the Treaty of Waitangi, signed in 1840. It is a kind of marriage license that has kept the European settlers, mainly the British, and the earlier Polynesian settlers, mainly the Maoris, together, even though their relationship is a rocky one. By the terms of the Waitangi Treaty, the Maoris recognized the sovereignty of the British Queen. The Queen guaranteed the Maoris the right to their land holdings, including estates, forests, and fisheries. It is a Catholic marriage. Divorce is out of the question. There's an interesting book I recently read by an historian from the University of California at Berkeley, Yuri Zlikine. It is called The Jewish Century. He sees the world divided into two groups, the Apollonians and the Mercurians. The Apollonians are the ones who control the resources, factories, banks, in other words, the money. The Mercurians are the ones the Apollonians employ to mediate with the rest of the world, doing the jobs that they are unwilling or unable to do. The Mercurians are typically in entertainment, sports, commerce, the arts. In medieval England, for example, money lending was delegated by the king to the Jews because to engage in it oneself was demeaning. Zlikine argues that every society has its Jews. In Southeast Asia, it is the Chinese. In Africa, it is the Indians. In Europe, it was the Jews and the Gypsies. And in New Zealand, it appears to be the Maoris. Of the occupations in which Maoris succeed, everyone is on Zlikine's list of suitable occupations for a Mercurian: entertainment, athletics, art, commerce. Ownership of the means of production is not among them. That will change soon enough, I suspect. If I were at a party with a young Maori counterpart to Dustin Hoffman's character in The Graduate, I would stand by the swimming pool and call the young Maori over. "Young man," I would whisper, "the future is in one word." 40 years ago, that word was plastics. Today, it is internet.